As I recall, I didn't quite finish this right. I talked about science versus faith, but I didn't actually talk about the scientific method specifically. And that's what's in slide 15, this last slide. So let's quickly finish this. There are steps, in a sense, in the scientific method, but it's all based on the fact that humans make observations. We just notice things about the world. And since we're curious organisms, that leads us to wonder why things are the way they are. So that's a natural process. But questions that arise, therefore, make us want to know the answers, of course. And answers are explanations for why things are the way they are. And that's what hypotheses are. I noticed that a big fraction of people confuse hypotheses and predictions. They're related to each other, but they're different. A hypothesis is an explanation. And linguistically, a good giveaway that something is a hypothesis is that it has the word because in it. For instance, things are this way because explanation. That's a hypothesis. Linguistically, it's a declarative sentence. And it's stated as though it is true. Whether or not it is true, you don't know. But you state a hypothesis as though it is true. All right, and it explains the situation. A prediction, on the other hand, is what you would think a prediction is in everyday use of the word prediction. A prediction is what would happen if that hypothesis were true. In other words, if hypothesis A is true, then this will happen. Will is a good watchword for predictions. It tells you it has a predictive tone to it, right? But predictions follow logically from hypotheses. In other words, you formulate a hypothesis, your explanation of why things are the way they are, and then logically a prediction follows from that based on if the hypothesis is true, this will happen. And predictions then are give scientists a way to actually test whether that prediction will come true. And that's what an experiment is. An experiment is a formal way to test whether a prediction that springs from a hypothesis will actually come true, to test whether that hypothesis is true or not. And this is a simple example to make it easier to understand. The observation here is that the flashlight doesn't work. It could be for any number of reasons. There are two hypotheses shown here, but that doesn't mean there are only two possible. It's just two hypotheses that are given as examples. One is that the battery is dead. So formally, you would say that the flashlight doesn't work because the battery is dead. That's an explanation, a hypothesis. Well, that naturally leads to the prediction. If the reason the light doesn't light is that the battery is dead, then changing the battery will cause the light to light again. That's a prediction. So watch the language of the two to understand the difference and therefore not confuse the two. Similarly, the competing hypothesis is that it doesn't light because the filament on the bulb, assuming it's an incandescent bulb, is burned out. So therefore, the prediction is that replacing the bulb will fix the problem. Well, the experiment is what you actually go through with to test the prediction. And if you conduct the experiment and the prediction does not come true, what does that tell you scientifically? Right. It tells you that the hypothesis is at least flawed, if not downright wrong. So it at least needs to be modified. As is, it is not correct. In science, we can prove things are incorrect with experimentation. But what happens if the prediction comes true? You don't know that. A prediction coming true because of the experiment just tells you that that corresponding hypothesis might be correct. Not necessarily that it is. We don't prove things are right. We gradually add more and more confidence to our assumption that things are correct. For instance, in this simple example, hypothesis 2 is being confirmed. That does not mean proven. It just means it's being supported because the light lit, right? But in the course of taking things apart to put in a new bulb, you might have just made a wire that was discontinuous continuous again. You might have just jiggled a wire the right way. So you replace a good bulb with another good bulb, and that didn't really solve the problem. Something else you did in the course of doing that experiment actually made it light again. You see what I'm saying there? And that's why you never in science run an experiment once and say, okay, this is fact. So we don't prove things absolutely. We don't know things for sure absolutely, but if we test them over and over and the predictions never fail, then eventually we call those things facts. Like gravity, for instance, or evolution. Those are facts. But going back to what I was talking about last time when I compared science with faith, if further testing and more evidence emerges that actually refutes what you've said is a fact up till then, you can't continue believing it if you are acting scientifically. You have to change what you call facts, and this happens in science. So the set of facts are what we keep testing and having predictions come true for. Every once in a while, though, we do have to rethink things, even on big scale stuff. Like, for instance, Newtonian mechanics. Mechanics is the science of how things move. And Newton gave us a lot of information about how macroscopically big things move that, in fact, Newtonian mechanics is still taught today, even though it's actually not correct. It's just close enough to the correct answer on a macroscopic scale, when you're talking about planets and stuff, that we still teach it because it's easier for students to absorb that than what has supplanted Newtonian mechanics, the new truth, which is quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is correct in macroscopic and microscopic scales. So that's just an example of where you have to act scientifically, you have to scrap what you believed before because now there is evidence to the contrary. You wouldn't do that with faith. You would just keep believing it. And that is a short recording. That's the end of that chapter.